living, breathing people who are dead in their trespasses and sin need to hear the gospel from you this Christmas. So do you remember Romans chapter 3? It seems so long ago. It was only just it's summertime, right? Romans chapter 3, verse 25 says this. I'm going to read it to you in the New Living Translation. You see, it'll sound familiar, but if it sounds different, that'll be good too. Romans chapter 3, verse 25 says this. God presented Jesus as the sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. This shows that God was being fair when he held back and did not punish those whose sins in times past. That's what the scripture says about it. This is how God's doing it. And then, so on that note, could you turn to Luke chapter 1? So if you're in Romans, you just go left that much. You know, it's Acts, John, Luke. And Luke chapter 1 is where you get the Christmas story. And we love the Christmas story. Luke chapter 1, verse 26, it starts this. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin, betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. He's royal. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel Gabriel came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled. And she said, trying to discern what sort of greeting this might be, the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, and he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And his kingdom, there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How is this going to be since I'm a virgin?" Very practical, important question. I want to believe stuff, but how do I know? The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." And behold, you know what? If you just reading the Christmas story stopped at every time Scripture says behold, I just want to point out to you, faith is not closing your eyes and jumping and hoping there's something there. Faith is not bouncing on a springboard at a swimming pool and jumping, hoping that there's water in the pool. Faith is not, "I hope this ice is thick enough," walking out on a lake that may or may not be frozen. When the scripture says, behold, it says, look. It says, look at the evidence. Look at the stuff. This is how you know. This is where I put it. This is what I want you to know. Behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her, who they called barren. So Mary says, how are you going to make a baby? This is an impossible situation. He goes, I'd like to refer you to another impossible situation where I'm already at work. And Mary goes down to her cousin, who is, you know, done. Her husband was like, my wife is going to have children, you know, and pregnant. Look at verse 37. It's also on the front of your bulletin that you received when you came in this morning. For nothing will be impossible with God. Who do you know that isn't coming yet? Who do you know on your block that isn't a Christian? Who do you work with who isn't a Christian? The scripture says quite clearly, people who are not Christian have hostility toward God in them. And until we get to the point where we believe and agree, we are hostile toward God. I remember being hostile toward God in a family that went to church. And something changed. And it didn't change because someone convinced me. It changed because God apprehended me. And it is associated with someone saying to me, but did you know? And I said, I know. I was done as a bairn. And I'm okay now. In fact, I've got dual citizenship. I know I'm here talking to you, but I'm on the roll at the other place. So I'm covered. Thanks very much. Right. So about the gospel, said this person who was not yet my friend, who shared the truth. And it made a difference. There are people on a Facebook page that I had when I lived in the United States to keep in touch with the high school buddies, right? Who were like, Fraser, you're a rev? You know? And I have a Facebook page in Scotland because I don't want cruddy buddies from my past being friends with kids at the high school and say, hi, Pastor Dave, can you be my friend on Facebook? You know? I'm like, fine, kid, and then make sure you read the little thing about Jesus that I post once in a while. But don't talk to that one over there back in New York, because he's no good, you know? But making it known and going where people are and recognizing that nothing's impossible with God. Some people are kind of like, wow, Fraser made it. Who do you have in your life? Are you the person in someone else's life? And they're like, no, seriously, they're Christian. I saw them at church, you know?